All right, the meeting is now called to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we have a quorum. First on the agenda is the approval of minutes from our October meeting. You all have had a chance to look those over. Any changes?
Yes.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board reports. I took notes because I have a lot and I want to get through it quickly without forgetting anything. It's a matter of finding my notes.
I didn't staple it. I just realized.
Can I see you down?
You can.
Okay, clerk's report. I called Butler County HR about health insurance. As suspected, our employees cannot piggyback on Butler County's health insurance. We thought it'd be worth checking, or if they might have any other recommendations. They didn't. But if there's any other options you want me to look into for getting better health insurance that doesn't cost an arm and a leg, let me know. With the FEMA process, I provided the missing information in the grants portal. We are applying for FEMA funding to repair the roads from the January storms that kind of turned everything to sludge. So they needed some additional information, which I got to them. I also got our unique entity identification number, which we need to have before we get any funding. So the next step is they will come out and do a visit, and I think they wanted to schedule something for December 13th or 18th. Let's see if I can find that real quick. Okay, it looks like December 13th on a Friday, the site inspection. So I will be in touch with you guys to make sure that one of us is available to show Joseph Hart around for that. Okay.
And that's December the 18th, you think?
13th.
13th. Mm-hmm. Yep, they've booked all day for it. But I'll make sure that you guys receive this email and we can be ready for that. I also updated the cemetery rules that Gail got us from Richland. So I'm not sure if those are on the, yes, that's something we'll discuss. I've got us a new sales tax exempt form. So that is out of date with all our vendors and needs to be updated. I will have extra copies available if those are needed.
And Randy probably needs to have a handful of those.
Do I just give him a stack of signed ones that are blank?
Well,
what's this now?
He will, when he goes into some place of business, mm-hmm. he needs to have one. Or, yeah, maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Well, they aren't supposed to accept personal credit cards, so it should be only official purchases. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's see. And I got a letter from Butler County wanting to know about our 2025 road work planning. It looks like that might be on the agenda too. Is it chip seal roads for 25?
Yes.
Okay, we'll make sure that that
gets
discussed.
That's just a piece of it, the chip seal part.
Yeah, well maybe, I'll pull out the letter when we get to that part of the agenda. We'll make sure that we are able to answer all their questions. Okay, that's it for my report. Which brings us to treasurer's report.
Okay, our beginning balance was $428,791.86, earned $1,276.94 in interest, had made $60,000. We got our last bigger check from the government, $60,356.48, and our ending balance was $452,138.14. And have you gotten a bill from the Butler County?
A bill?
The chip seal?
They were sitting there when I retired. I said, send them out. And he's still sitting on them. I just found that out last week for all the township, because I already got a couple of calls.
Because we kind of have to.
Before the end of the year.
Yeah, because this is the month we have to figure out.
I had them all ready.
Okay.
When I retired.
Should I call them?
Yeah, I called Jane, 322-4101.
322-4101?
And asked for Jane.
Jane.
And is Kyle the one in charge now?
Curtis.
Curtis.
Curtis Mater. He's a new county engineer and.
A month ago, he's been asked for it. I asked him for it.
Did you want to make that clear?
Because that hinges on what I can do. So.
I'm scared of what the price is going to be next year.
Well, some of these people said since Trump got in, the price of oil's going down.
Yeah, it'll go down, but it'll go down in 2 years if it takes that for Ergon to drop the price from sell it to us.
Okay.
Well, don't be negative about it. Let's hope it stays about the same or goes down.
Okay. I figured it would be good.
Yeah.
I move that we approve the vouchers.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Do you want to hit the highlights from the overseer's report?
Yeah. Okay, this is what the boys did this month. October, culvert cleaning, Tewakene, Indianola, Prairie Creek, 160th and 170th. New culverts at 15496 Southwest 160th. Some new residents and 15500 Southwest 160th. That's the two new houses. Okay. Clear trees in Clausen's Addition and Ponderosa. Burned the brush pile. It's full again, though. Filled sinkhole and culvert on 140th County Line. Cleaned rocks in Tewakene north of 130th in Road. Oh, yeah. There was a rock ledge that, when they shut Santa Fe Lake down and it detoured all the traffic, it ground the road down and then it stair-stepped a rock ledge. And so I had Randy just go up there and remove the rock ledge and then re-rock the road. So preventive maintenance on the future there. Materials hauled for the township was 687 tons. Material hauled by contractors was 509 tons. They used 311 gallons of red diesel, 288 gallons of green. Equipment status, the backhoe, new hydraulic hoses on front, new front tires, PT1, AC fixed, Dodge. Replaced some wiring harnesses, three wiring harnesses. Now the grading. And this is in October, 120th mile 5 and 6, 130th mile 1, 3, 4, and 5, 140th 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's the whole thing, 160th mile 4, 5, 6, 170th 4, mile 4 twice, 180th mile 4, 6, 6, 4, and let's see, County Line.
One and two, probably.
Yeah, one and two.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote that kind of good, didn't he? I'm trying to figure 12. Out where 12 is. Prairie Creek, mile two. Metal Arc, 5, 3, 2, and 1. Indianola, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then redid 4, 5, 6. And Tewakene, 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's their report for the month, and yeah, that's it.
Okay. Anything for trustees report, or is that all going to be on discussion?
Discussions.
Okay. First up for board discussion is cemetery rules and regulations. Did you catch anything yet, Gail? Okay, what about where the lots are broken out on page 2, section 1.5? Says the number of grave sites per lot is shown on the cemetery maps. Some lots contain, and I left it blank, because I think they said some lots contain 8 graves and others contain 4, but I didn't know if that was true for us.
Some lots, the north part has 8 sites per lot. In the center, there's 4 sites per lot. And then the old part is the same way, 4 sites per lot.
Okay.
And then the cost per grave site, $500 per site. And then we were talking about non-residents at $750.
Does that sound okay to you? Okay, it'll be made official whenever we vote to approve these, probably at next month's meeting.
Next month of January.
It looks all okay, just looking over that quick, what you got there.
Okay. All right, well, I'll update it and we can make sure that we all look over these rules and regulations.
Three main things, I think. If it was done right, you could put 3 on site, but
okay,
there is some now with 2, but so that could kind of vary, but
okay. And then, do you think the wording about decorations will be suitable for what? For the limitations that we need to impose?
It's down at the bottom. As long as they don't interfere with mowing and maintenance.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we know the one we're talking about, but if you clean it up, you know, that's a gas.
Have we sold the other?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Is that just one or is there 2?
No.
There's 3 grave sites.
Well, I mean, 3 different places, or is it just that one?
No, it's just that one.
Right.
There's 3 sites.
Right.
Okay. I can make those changes. I'll send out a revised copy. We'll all take a good long look at it before next meeting, and then we'll come prepared to vote on it. So we'll have that under board business next meeting.
Yeah, I'll look it over a little closer.
Okay. I appreciate it. All right. If there's no further discussion on that, talk about roads to be chip sealed for 2025, and I'll read what the county's asking for. So by November 30th, they would like a list of roads for chip sealing, indicate which roads and the approximate mileage for each, as well as additional work requests.
Now I have
43rd in route. We're working on that.
Sweet. You know, we got a long talk about this one. Who did? Yeah, Curtis sent this. And you know, he's asking by November the 30th, and I don't even know. We haven't got the information from the FEMA. And we haven't got her.
But you can tell him wish list, and you don't have
to. I know. I've already did it.
Okay.
I said I shot high. And if something doesn't come through,
just cancel it.
Right. Okay. That's covered. So should I just talk about the chip seal now?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay. I think most of you people here are from the Ruth and 143rd, is it? And what your road, like I've talked to you, and this is another one, like in the last meeting, where's the gentleman? Yes, you're on Metal Arc.
Right.
We talked to his neighbor last meeting, and that's when I brought up the, if we can come up with half the money through the residents, the township will come in and cover the other half.
Right.
And then we maintain the chip seal forever after that. It's a one-time deal. You know, you...
Is that in writing with the snow plowing?
Yeah, I'm gonna, we take care of the... I know last winter...
We still have to take care of all the roads in the township.
Yeah, we're not gonna leave snow on them. We have two plows now and a grader. The chip seal will get plowed with pickups with blades. Don't wanna put the grader on the chip seal in case... But what this is all about, and it kinda hinges on this FEMA money, and I'm looking for people that, like Ruth and 143rd, the ditches are established, all your driveways are established, we don't have to put culverts in. It's a low expense. And like I said, if we can come up with half the money, and this is Mike Kraft, he used to take care of that type of work. And that was around $38,000 to $40,000 a mile. So Ruth and 143rd is less than a mile.
Yes, it's like 7.7 tenths, a little over 7 tenths.
And if we can get Joe to come out and measure it and let us know, I have several places I want him to go out.
There is also a couple of places to be fixed.
Right.
In front of, north of me, there's some potholes and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right.
We understand that a chip seal is only gonna be as good as a road, how it's prepped before.
Right.
It's not an asphalt. Everybody thinks it's an asphalt road. It's not an asphalt road. But the roads in Butler County, 80% of them at one time or another were a dirt road, and they just kept chip sealing, chip sealing, chip sealing. Now they've got 2 inches of chip seal on top of it with some cold mat and hot mat, except the roads that are being done different. So over time, it will get up. And the traffic in our housing addition isn't fast enough to cause any problems. I mean, you could tear it up. If you get some kid out there at 143rd and Ruth decides he wants to start spinning kitties or something, you'll tear it up.
Yeah. That's, they do not that. Trust you people to
regulate that. Anyway.
Yes. That's gonna be your problem. Once it's chip sealed, they will drive faster. Yeah. If FedEx or UPS continues to do it, I have some phone numbers.
Well, that's one reason why I had somebody post complaining about getting a speed limit sign put in. And you guys got a speed limit sign put in, so.
That should
now,
be.
Now we can, we have something to enforce with.
Yeah.
I had a problem with Butler County. One of the deputies called me up and said, hey, what's this? And I thought,
it used to be 20. There used to be a 20 mile an hour speed limit a long time ago.
Well,
I mean,
it should be.
Yeah.
It should go back to that.
Agree.
Whoever this deputy was, and I went and told the sheriffs in Butler County, one of your deputies thinks it's a joke, and we live out in the country, and it should be 55. So.
Yeah, he'll spend all of it.
Right.
Well, it's a policy in Butler County, through Butler County, that all roads that are gravel or dirt are 45 and under. I mean, that's a standard.
Really?
And
I heard it was 55.
Right.
That's
what Butler County.
I know that for a fact.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, but I wish they'd do it.
Getting the deputies to enforce it's another.
Now, we went to Butler County and told them about this, and they said they would not regulate the speed limits until we had speed limit signs on every mile. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't just do it on your main, say like your addition and not on the across the road. So we put signs on every mile. So
I'm good friends with the sheriff. I could call him and ask him about that.
You tell him Steve was talking.
That's not true, but
right.
That deputy just didn't want to do his job.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them come through a lot more over the last couple of months than normal. I don't know if they're looking for somebody. That may be why they're coming through, but they've actually drove through the addition a lot more than normal. But
right.
Do be advised, though, if we chip seal it, traffic will increase by about 20 miles an hour. They will fly down those roads. That's one of the big complaints we got every time we chip sealed somewhere. And now they're doing 55 through here instead of 35.
Right. Now, this is something else I don't understand, and I talked to Michael Seeds about it. This money that gets collected goes into a savings account, you know, a special fund for the chip seal road. When the chip seal is finalized, then they cut the check to Butler County. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
So, and then we pay
our check. It has to be cut from the township. It can't be cut from any of us.
Okay, so.
Right, you guys give us one check. Right?
Well, no, I'm talking about when you pay for the chip seal.
Correct, we pay for it.
Right, the township has to be a township check.
Right.
And then, so the residents' savings account has to pay the township.
Have one person in charge, and you guys have, like, your group, and then you just write us one check for that, from your group.
Why am I writing you? Oh, from our group here. I thought you meant county, I was gonna say.
No, just for your.
They get one check from the money that's been collected, and then they have to pay the county.
Joint account somewhere?
Somehow, that's what Michael said was the best way to handle that, so that all of you guys are protected.
Yes, and you have a receipt showing that you paid.
Well, that wouldn't be too hard to do. I mean, we do, at one time, we did have an HOA there, a name and covenant and all that. Lana and I came across it not too long ago, so we could open up a checking account.
It was a.
With Maritron's down there.
As long as you don't bring the HOA.
You've done a lot of work.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of work for it right now.
I've what?
You've done a lot of work just to, you brought this together and.
We have got 11,000 so far, and maybe, Kevin, where are you?
Okay, so, yeah, there was.
Can I put you down as yes?
My wife's board for the Kevin.
So we've got 12,000 so far.
The board is dissolved.
Now.
Thank you, Kevin.
You know, there's gonna be people probably, why don't, and it, this goes out the, you know, there's gonna be some other additions brought up. You know, they haven't talked to the people and asked them for the same thing. But they're like Blazing Meadows, they paid for their whole road.
Which was
Craig Nelson paid for his whole mile.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna get that in ours. I've still got a few more.
I'm just saying there's, we're not just doing it because we think you guys got a lot of money and we want your money. So.
So, question, so I'm not from that neighborhood. I was here last month, and that was part of the reason I'm back is, did the mile section south of me, did they pay half? Did that?
No.
Mile section that got chipped and sealed, and so I guess I'm curious, like, why do some mile sections get chipped and sealed without contribution, and other mile sections have to come up with half the money?
That has been going on for 5 years.
This will be the first time ever done.
So then my question is, are there mile sections slated to be finished by the county without contribution?
Not yet.
The ones closer to the city and moving out are how they typically want.
The city of Wichita?
Rose Hill.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, so there's a lot more traffic going that way.
There is, but we're with Rose Hill, so.
Well, we're with Pleasant Township.
From county line.
Rose Hill's in our.
Going that way.
I understand.
Hey, now, do you live north of 140th?
I do.
And did you find out any, does anybody?
There is interest, but I didn't pursue it much because after leaving and, like I said, sleeping on it a little bit, I'm like, oh, wait a second, we got a mile section south of us that got paved or chip sealed.
Part of that was the cemetery.
No. Wait, no, he's on county line.
I'm on county line road.
Oh.
This is the other Dan.
You're not the, okay, I thought you were Metalark.
This one's Metalark.
Yeah.
Now, hey, the county line one, was that there going on for 6 years before they got it? That addition, those people in that addition fought and fought and fought and came to meetings and said, hey, what, you know, so we finally decided to pick a road there.
Okay. I was curious how that was decided. Do we put,
traffic.
I mean,
They did traffic counts. That was before us.
I would wager that the traffic counts on the mile section that I'm talking about is probably one of the higher traffic counts, just because it is going into Wichita.
Right.
As opposed to Rose Hill.
And you heard my, everybody lives in Sedgwick County that lives on that mile.
Understood.
And
I don't.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
I pay taxes.
You're right. It's not getting ruled out. I hope Hidden Estates, most of those people in Hidden Estates are trying to get over to 130th to cut back.
Correct.
And I knew people that lived in there, and like, before I was ever on the board, like, what's it take to get this paved, you know, so I can get.
So I reached out to one of the individuals that kind of, I don't say heads up that whatever HOA they have in there, and just said, hey, this was discussed. Let me know when your next meeting is. I didn't know we were up against the November 30th deadline. Sounds like maybe you just picked a number for this many miles is what we'd like to do. So now it's kind of get your shit together.
Blazing Meadows came to us last year in like May or something.
Yeah, we added them at the last minute.
They come up with the money and they got it done in July.
What, a third of a mile or something?
Yeah, but you also had a totally different engineer there that was open-minded, and I can tell you, this guy is not.
Okay.
He's a young gentleman straight out of school, and he's pretty hardcore, and he knows everything. If you don't believe it, just ask him.
So,
and for the record, what is his name?
Huh?
Curtis.
Oh, is this guy?
Yeah, the guy sent you the letter.
Kyle.
Curtis.
Curtis made it.
Curtis.
Okay.
I mean, he's sharp enough, but I mean, it's if you give him a 10 miles of chip seal and you only do 7, they don't care. They're not going to care.
I know, but what problem are we looking at? He could raise the price out of the, that's something else.
I've heard from the guys that still work there. I mean, when I made up the prices and I sent out the sheet, and I mean, I did it all from that to bringing the guys into chip seal for you. I made sure the county did not make a dime, because our job was not to make money off the township. So there was no way a business could even come close to matching our prices. And I just made sure we didn't lose any money and got exactly back what we want. But I've heard rumors that he's wanting to make money. He can charge a mob charge of $10,000. Whether that's true or not, I never charged a dime to bring all the equipment in. Yeah. It's just getting, I think the commissioners are looking at shutting some of that down. I know Wajak, if anybody knows Dan Wajak, the commissioner from our area here, I don't think he'll put up with that. I don't think he'll allow that. And the county should not be making money off townships. And we're not in business, or the county's not in business to make money. They're just in business to take care of their citizens.
In my conversation with them was, I kind of let them know a little bit of what was going on with what my plan was. And I told them that I'm telling the people this is based off of 38 to 40,000 a mile double chip seal. He didn't make it sound like he was gonna
change anything.
Yeah. So don't get scared yet.
I mean, it's not hard. I made up a Quattro Pro sheet, and you just plug in what the price of oil is, what the price of rock is, and how much time, and Joe can tell him exactly how much time it's going to take to do that, and it'll give you a price, and it's going to be right around. I mean, when I first started this, it was $13,000 a mile.
Right.
But that was when we were buying oil for 68 cents a gallon.
Right.
Now it's 2-something a gallon.
But maybe it'll go down.
Okay.
I wonder why you think that.
Okay. I was there 20 years. I never saw oil go down once. It always went in that direction.
So you already sent in a list of roads to be chip sealed?
No, I told them there's
a number.
Yeah, a number.
Give them a number.
Like what he said, don't give them a number, and if you're under it, it's no big deal. So
the exact roads do not really need to be given.
Even though they asked for the names of the roads.
I said higher than we're going to do.
He may change the rule, but I always said, just give me, if you want 7 miles done, I didn't care when I came over here. It wasn't big enough to, you know, let me know the week ahead of time that we plan on being there, what roads we're going to, then they'll set it up to make which one's the easiest. We know there's an intersection, we'll set down in the middle of the intersection, go all four directions or whatever. It should not matter to him
what roads they are. Did you have any part of last summer's?
Oh, yeah.
They done an excellent job.
Yeah.
They were in and out in 2 days. And that was 5 miles of single.
Chip seal, right.
Right. Not double, single. That's every 5 to 6 years you have to re-chip seal it.
Was that on 140th?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, people are calling saying, hey, we're going backwards. They're rocking our asphalt road.
What the county does is when we chip seal our roads, we come in and broom them off so they don't look as bad.
Right.
Only because a lot of those roads are 55 to 60 miles an hour and they throw a rock and they break windshields. I don't know if they will now. I did not broom township roads because over time as the summer got hotter, it just pushed more of that rock in. You got more bang right. for the buck that way.
It did a better job.
It did a better job.
So
it does.
We won't broom it off.
That's what it seemed like happened on 140th once you did it. It got dusty for a little while, then as it got hot through the summer, things settled down and we don't have the dust anymore.
And then good old rain like we had today rinses all of it away.
Well, 140th and Prairie Creek was all done on the county's dime because we built a roundabout. So we put that detour in down 140th, Prairie Creek, all the way down to 160th and back. So the township didn't have to pay for any of that. So for your road, we just need to figure out something you need to do over there if they can put a detour on it.
So exactly what I'm a little newer to the conversation than some people. So exactly what do we need to do? I mean, I'm trying to understand. It sounds like there's a plan where we can apply. We need to get the camp going and collect some money. What are the steps we need to do?
Are you on county line?
No, I'm on the same neighborhood, the news edition there.
143.
You guys tell us that you can come up with half of what we think it's gonna be. I mean, last year it was around 40,000, so you come up with
that's
that.
A mile.
That's a mile, and this is less than a mile.
7/10, so.
All right.
Can I ask, is there anybody in here on 143rd and Ruth that I didn't come to your house begging for money yet?
Begging.
No.
Oh.
No?
Now that there's another road in there, those people are gonna feel left out.
But back to the south?
Yeah, he's called me.
And see, this year I just Ruth and 143rd. The future, we'll talk next year about the next phase.
Is Ruth going all the way down to the end of the south, or is it just
140th and Ruth turns at 140th? Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Those two houses that are back down there.
Yeah, that's still. They're still in it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't leave them out, especially if they
contacted them.
Yeah, the one back on 20 acres said no.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
So I say just go up to the blue house across the street from me and leave them dirt roads. He said he likes the dirt roads.
Some people do.
East of us.
Yeah.
If they were saying that, I'd like to.
You know what it is.
Then our neighbor right across the street, Kelvin, has passed away.
Okay, where do you go?
The Redbrick House on 143rd.
On the west, on the east side of the.
So should we just leave it up to them to decide if they do that road piece?
Yeah,
what it is is.
Yes. Okay. So the guy that lives across the street from you?
Yeah.
He passed away 2 weeks ago.
So his family, I don't know what their intentions are, but I did let them know.
This is Ruth.
The son-in-law's number to.
And this is 143rd.
Maybe she can call and see.
Okay.
There's two houses back in here.
Short street,
that street continues a little ways. It's not a long ways.
They come in 143rd or Route to get to their
local. So the chip seal would go like this and leave that out.
Right.
Okay. Potentially.
And
yeah, Richard.
She asked if they wanted to contribute. They said no.
Yeah.
So should we leave it up to them to decide?
Okay. I mean, like if he says they make it all, then we almost need to.
Right, I know. Hey, I'm worried about that other road that does this.
Okay, to answer this gentleman's question, is there any deadline for to have it done in 2025? What would the deadline be to have a commitment?
We have to have it before, like, say, May.
If you give him the numbers, a certain number of roads, 7 miles,
no,
5 miles.
But the residents have to be committed.
Money together by
May, because they're going to chip seal it in July or August. That's fair. Hey, them other people got it together in like a month.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd say
okay.
By the end of May.
They say April, so May is property tax.
You can tell your people April.
Let's just leave
we'll
you
We'll give
in
you
charge
guys a little grace till the end of May.
You just take care of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that would be the deadline to have it done in 2025. Now, there's always next year. Doesn't happen.
Next year you can get the interior. We're getting 140.
So I called the county one time and asked them about asphalting that and then just adding it as specials, and it was going to be a lot.
Right. You want to address this?
Yeah. You probably talk to me. People don't realize how expensive asphalting is. It's very,
yeah, I do.
We do.
It's
I do now.
Our driveway is asphalted, so yeah.
It's expensive.
Our driveway alone, they said it is $20,000.
I'm wanting to do Queensley, so I'm pretty sure I haven't talked to American Control Guy or LaDonna Jones.
Yeah.
No, that's that will go one of two ways with her. Like,
no,
hell no, I'm not going to spend any money on, you know, tax.
But I thought you were going to try the
millings.
Yeah.
Well, I'd kind of like to get those two rooms just completely done. And then
commit, and then if there were no's, then they would just have to eat it because the majority would.
Well,
in this case, we already know that
know what
it's
yours.
No no's, and
what's the
if we have those cross streets that we may have
name?
More.
Emily.
Which
she called me.
I know, she said you didn't call her back.
This is Culverts at Randy. That's Culverts that Randy's wanting me to pick up.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, go ahead. When you, like, this year, if they do 143 roof and you do the interior next year, are you charging them to do the interior? Or if we went to them this year and we told them that next year the interior would be done if they would donate this year?
That's a good angle to go.
There you go. So if they donate to 143rd and Ruth, they'll get theirs done the next year?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And see Steve.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's...
They got to come up with half, though.
Oh, they still have to come up with half? Or they already paid us?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They,
how much mileage would that add?
Wait a second.
So we would need the estimate for the whole complete, another
right.
Whole complete addition, and then you could come up with the half that way.
Yeah.
But we would need that estimate for the whole addition.
So what are you guessing mileage-wise that is?
Oh, it's not over a half.
Yeah,
so you're just going a little over a mile.
Hey, can you get Joe to measure or give
Dan,
us a
between 130th and 140th?
And we can go off of what his
office drop off the county road
counter. Right.
Construction okay. That's gonna be done, but that could motivate the county.
Mike, that was my selling point until you said now let's just estimate the whole thing.
Well that
right.
Well, well if we do that and then they chip in ahead of time, that's great.
You know, I think they're going to have to go around, but I think it'll be between 150th and 160th.
I know.
But not mine, I'll say. Now, when you do mine, then I'll give you $1,000.
Unless you live right on the edge.
Did they find artifacts?
How many people live on that?
Did they find artifacts?
Oh, yes. Next year, you can do the interior.
See what he knows about the bridge project while we're talking. When you're done with this.
Seven. You can either go
so,
way, so someone on the corner.
And if that's a half mile.
You're looking at 20,000 for a half mile.
Right. So seven people would have to come up with almost 10,000.
Yeah. I don't know, kind of depends on how you count it. You got the one, two, three, the one back, four, across the street, five, six.
This May deadline will coincide great with garage sale season, and you guys can do a neighborhood garage sale to raise money. And I'll come.
But I don't know when we count that as 143rd or the other way.
And then like Kevin's house, he's got a driveway on that one cross street and also on 143rd.
Right.
Well, there's two of them right there. Well, and then if you go to the interior, both houses. Because the one they built the big shed behind, or the one that just painted it.
Okay, well, Steve, for the list of roads, and what'd you tell him for mileage? What did you estimate our mileage would be?
8 to 10.
8 to 10. But see, did you have any roads in mind? I just want to be able to reply with what he asked.
I've already told him. Hey, I've already told him.
You told him the name of the road?
I already told him.
Okay.
Put it in writing.
This guy right here.
You do. You have to put it in writing.
Okay.
There's two of them.
So.
Yeah.
Go with.
Let's just come up with a list.
Let's go with Ruth and 143rd.
Okay, I've got them.
I don't know that.
I've got about 3 miles on here right now. I've got 143rd and Ruth. I've got the county line, and I've got Metal Arc. As well, just all down as possibilities.
Throw in these other people that are asking.
They did.
Yeah.
That's
these,
it.
This is who's come to us at this meeting and last.
Okay.
Because that's one, two, three, four, five.
I'll give you it more.
Six more.
Yeah.
Miles tomorrow.
Okay. You'll get back to me tomorrow with the list.
40th to 150th eventually. Indianola from 150th, 180th.
Yeah, but you get more, then you have 1 mile of Metal Arc. Not I still think you need to go through and go out. Kind of.
We need to have some kind of system or highest traffic counts or whatever it may be. Because it can't just be
right.
Hey, you have to have the exact road, do you think?
Well, I never did. I
see that? He just said.
Yeah. But I don't know what this guy's doing. I mean, I don't.
Is there any other citizen discussion? It's been kind of an open forum, but.
I don't work for the county no more.
I know, but.
Okay. I asked that question. Probably 2 weeks ago, about why, because I know before I left, we had the funding in for Berry Creek Bridge already, and we got paid by SEMA, the people who damaged it. We paid for them, and we got funding for it. My understanding is all engineering projects, which is New County Engineer that's there, have been eliminated for this year. That was actually supposed to be done at the 1st of July. The new roundabout at Ohio and 10th Street up there by El Dorado was supposed to be started already. So I.
January 1st, last thing I heard from Dan Wajax.
Yeah. Okay.
With King's Construction's already scheduled it.
All right, that's good then.
But.
And what slowed it down was they found some arrowheads.
That was a bunch of bull.
That's.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I threw some out down there when I was a kid. And
I'm telling you, that's what.
Look at the trouble you've caused.
Who found arrowheads?
They sent a crew out around that air to do a survey around the construction site and found some Indian relics, so which set that back now because of some. It's an excuse. I know it's just an excuse. I said the only Indian that's been around there is Brad.
I cleared that up with Dan because there used to be a little bit of a dump down there.
Yeah.
And he called them and told them, and everything was okay then.
All right.
But
I couldn't believe it when he told me.
I wouldn't believe half of what came out of it.
But if they're gonna close Roseville Road when they do the widening,
mm-hmm.
And Prairie Creek's gonna be the detour. They gotta get the bridge done first.
Yes.
And then is the county gonna come in and update the road and get it suitable for?
I've already been promised this, yes.
And that might be.
That was always our plan.
When they're gonna widen Rose Hill Road. Might be able to get.
I didn't know if there was anything on the near-term horizon or not for widening Rose Hill Road.
Yeah, it's supposed to be next year, isn't it, Mike?
From south of the roundabout is already funded. It's already been put through. It's already been approved. It's supposed to be done early in 2025. They're gonna start it. North of it, you're looking at 5 to 10 years out. Which I thought was.
Well, wait.
A little funny to me because.
And that's mostly Andover.
Right.
Andover's in charge of that and I.
They're up to 130th now. Andover owns all the way up to 130th.
And I heard that Andover's gonna jump on it quicker. I mean.
That would be great. I'd like to see them do that, put a sidewalk all the way from Andover to Rose Hill.
Oh, I know.
I wonder what that kind of problems that's gonna create when they.
Well, years ago, we went in and bought right away for a widening. I mean, I'm talking 15 years ago. We bought the right away already. And some of those houses that are along there. But if you look at the ditches and everything, it's wide enough for.
Right. I'm wondering if that's the time that we could make the detour come down his road. And the county pays for it.
I know when we did Prairie Creek and 140th, we put a lot of work on it. We knew there was gonna be a lot of traffic on it.
Right.
Hey, I don't know how to get ahold of all those people in hidden estates.
I'll go sit in a meeting. If they have an HOA meeting, I've got no problem going to a meeting and just saying.
I guarantee you that they would.
I'd like to think so.
Cause I knew people.
How long is it, a mile?
It's a mile.
So you're looking at, you get 20,000.
You get 20 grand and I mean, just in that neighborhood, there's at least 20 folks.
And see, that gets them, 130th going west is already county road paved. That's where everybody comes down and goes back into.
The township now needs to do all they want to. Butler to 130th, I'll free it and double that. 130th from Butler west.
I'm trying to think what, oh. But that's
That used to be paved here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a road I think needs done.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
It's got a good base on it already.
You're not talking about where Andover owns half of that mile.
Yeah.
Where the water tower is.
Yeah, the rural water tower.
Yeah, that's half that to the water tower is Andover.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, get over there. He likes to work with people on stuff. I know that.
Wasn't that asphalt buildings in there?
Oh, they did a horrible job on it.
I'm not a believer in coming in and putting asphalt millings down. They just cause nothing but issues in the long. They look good to start with. Everybody's like, oh man, this is great. No dust. And as soon as you get a first hot summer, they start melding and combining and then they create nothing but problems.
Especially if you don't have a good base.
No, they just, they be rolling and blade, huh?
It was better than the dirt.
It was better than the dirt, yeah.
Better than the dirt.
Well, I'm ready to round this up, wind it up.
Anyone else itching to talk?
Just about, you were talking about maybe getting some FEMA dollars. How would that cut the price if it did happen?
FEMA's broke. How are you gonna get money out of that?
I kinda wonder the same thing that we applied earlier.
Ever heard of national debt? Just write a check, doesn't matter.
Yeah, when will we find out what we're getting?
I have no idea.
And I don't think that has much to say with how much we do really. I mean, we can.
This one's getting done. No matter what.
Yeah.
Don't count on us, kinda what you're saying.
I kinda feel that way, but.
Okay.
Elena has done a lot of work to get this, but.
Okay.
And it's.
So we need to do our part.
There's not a lot of prepping to it. There's a, we put a lot more money into some of these other roads like Tuwakini from 150th to 140th. There's no ditches. We have to bring the road up. We have to create ditches, gotta change all the driveways and.
I
had to pay.
It is built up a lot better than in the past.
Right.
Because down by Carla, towards the bottom where the stream goes through. There used to be a lot of potholes down there.
Oh, yeah.
And every one of them phone calls, I send Randy down there to work on them, so.
They'd last for a little while, then they come back, but.
I think the base is pretty good in there now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't have nearly the issues.
Yeah, I think you even said that if anything's up to standard, that, those roads are.
And before, I can guarantee you that, since I'm not there anymore, but Joe will come in and he's got 30 years of doing this also. He'll come in and he'll let you know well ahead of time, and I would recommend 6 months ahead of time saying, come in and look at this, what we need to do. The best time to prep a road is now.
Right.
I mean, through the winter and everything else, that is the best time to get a road and let traffic do the work for you, for you don't have to turn around and bring rollers in or anything like that. Let the traffic do it.
Why is it now?
Because of the moisture in the road in the winter time when you mix it.
Settle down better?
Yeah, and then the traffic packs it, you don't have to go out and rent equipment and stuff.
That's why it's so hard to do anything this summer. I mean, you put gravel down, it's dusty immediately.
And Steve, also remember that, I keep saying we used to, I don't know if they do it anymore. We loaned out rollers and stuff like that to townships.
Even back when Jeff was trustee, I told him that. I said, you know, Butler County let us use their stuff.
Well, you put a rubber tire roller on that, just let somebody go all day on it.
Right.
You'd be surprised what it did.
Yeah.
Trying to find help.
Let's do it, Steve.
Were we supposed to talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
So where are we at?
Can we summarize where we are on this discussion so we kind of know where we're going?
How close are you?
$12,000.
And if it's 7/10 of a mile, what he's estimating, 7/10 of a mile off of.
If it's 40,000 normally, it's 7/10 of a mile, it'd be 28,000.
So it would be 14,000.
Yep.
Oh, I think we got that easy. You have to talk to.
You there?
Okay.
I would say you have a very good shot.
Okay, so here's my other thing. If we're gonna do the whole interior and around, okay, so we could do Quentin and around, but what about Carla and around?
We're gonna get that.
That would add more mileage, but a lot more people. So are we gonna try that too?
I thought Mike was gonna say that.
What we do is look at them and then tell them they donate this year, next year, we'll finish theirs. Or, I mean, the thing it is
once
if they get
there,
it all, and they're already there, you're only looking at another couple hours to finish that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd save them money.
Oh, yeah.
And you're saying that would all add to just, what,
the more houses.
A mile and a quarter?
Well, especially if he decides he's gonna charge $5,000, let's say, for mow charge. And mow charge is what it costs you to get all your equipment there, which is outrageous. But you might as well just pay it once and have them do it all at once.
Yeah.
Well.
In the township.
I've got chores to do.
Yeah. Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thanks for being here.
So we're gonna get to 14. Am I done?